Let's do another small one. A small one is very short, and we'll just end with this. Is relying on individuals other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being dependent on individuals. So this is actually a disease. The same way as having tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a lofty characteristic, depending on creation is actually a problem. It's a disease. It's not something which is just okay. It's something that actually needs treatment. And what happens is, this happens and it arises in individuals when they fixate on mortals and they fixate on material means. And they see those things as agents that have independent power. If you ask on an aqidah perspective, no one would say that, right? Do you ever think that, you know, the cell phone has some inherent power in itself? No, and you say, what's more powerful, your iPhone or Allah? Then, no, obviously Allah is more powerful. But so you can say that our mind says something, but in action, we behave differently, right? So you get sick, the first thing that we do is not make dua, we go to the doctor first. We sprung a leak in our house, the first thing that we do is not go to Allah, we go to the plumber first. And you know, the Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimullah, this is one of his instructions, that something happens, you know, like people go to dua as like plan, it's not plan B, it's not plan C, it's X, you know, D, E, F, G, it's like plan Z. Like everything is done, I have nothing left, let me make dua. Right, because I don't know how I'm gonna get out of the situation. That's not the way to do it. The way you do it is every time you're confronted with some type of adversity, you start with dua, then you take the means, and then you end with dua. Right? So everything is the beginning is Allah and the end is Allah. And in between you're also supposed to take the means. It is not reliance to just sit on your back and say that, oh, you know, God will take care of me. That's not tawakkul. That's just laziness. And this is funny because people sometimes really veil their laziness by these flowery Islamic terms. You know, a person doesn't change their clothes, they're absolutely dirty and all this, and they say, oh, you know, this is just dunya, it doesn't matter. No, it's laziness, right? The Prophet took care of himself. A person doesn't want to work, right? So they say, Allah provides, brother. Why do I need to go to work? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the birds, He can't provide for me, right? Yeah, He will provide for you, but then go and pick it up, right? You have to do your job, right? What do you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do? Send an angel to pick up the morsel of food and put it in your mouth? It doesn't work like that, right? You have to make effort. And this is what we call the sunnah of Allah. People know about the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a sunnah that He has created. You're not going to find any change to the sunnah of Allah. And that's the rules of cause and effect that exist within the world. Right? If you do X, then Y happens. If you do Y, then Z happens. Those are the rules. You got to play by the rules. In exceptional circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the connection between those the sabab and the outcome, right? The hukum. Just to prove that there's not inherent, it's not a truism by itself that is 100%, that in actuality, just to remind us that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's really Qadir, and He's the one who actually does everything. That's just to remind us. But in general, you just follow the rules. It's like, for example, there's a speed limit, and there's speed limits on the roads. You just follow the speed limit. So the sunnah of Allah are the speed limits He put on the streets of life, on the journey of life. And that's what we're supposed to follow. One of our teachers, Mona Choksi, he also explained this idea of tawakkul in a very beautiful way. Because people get confused about it. They're like, okay, how do I have more reliance on Allah? And what having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it really mean in essence? It means that you don't have any faith that what your efforts are going to produce an outcome. Your faith is only in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true being that produces any outcome. It has nothing to do with whether you make effort or not. It's just that you're doing the effort because that's what you're supposed to do, that was what you're instructed to do. But the one, like, for example, you're supposed to drive 35 miles per hour. You're driving 35 miles per hour, that's your job. To make the car go, for all the wheels to work, for the car not to blow up. All of that is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand, right? So you could push the pedal, doesn't mean the car is going to go. It's only going to move if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And if He doesn't want, the car is not going to move. So he would tell us that the reality of tawakkul is that you should make such effort that as if nothing was going to happen except from your effort. Meaning that you did everything from your side that you could do. Like you have the MCAT, you know, coming up in 2 months. You should Sheikh Hussein, he would say like study and study until you can study no more, and then when you're done, study some more. Right? So you have to really push yourself until you can show Allah that, Ya Allah, what was in my hands, I did. Khalas. Right? I'm done from my side. And then he said, after you're done with that, then make dua as if nothing's going to happen except through your dua. Right? You're just completely, like you say that all those efforts, I only did that, Ya Allah, because I was supposed to. But those efforts are not going to bring the result. Only your, you know, tawfiq, your fazl, your decision, your mashiyat, that's what's going to bring the results. And that's the reality of tawakkul. And when a person begins to do that, then they turn their attention from the asbab to what we call musabbibul asbab. We turn our attention away from the means to the one who is actually the one who created the means. Right? The means themselves are not agents in and of themselves. And the reason people start relying on things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people actually do, if you're afraid that if you do X, Y, and Z that your, you know, boss will take your job away, your boss is not the one who gives you the job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the job, right? If you feel that you do such and such thing that, you know, you're going to lose all your money, it's not you who are making the money or losing the money. Allah, if He wants to give it to you, then you'll have it. And if He doesn't want to give it to you, you won't have it. It's the problem is that when people cut Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the picture entirely because they're not thinking about Him, they're not interacting with Him, He's so out of sight, out of mind. Right? This is the problem. Out of sight, out of mind. So He doesn't factor into the equation in our normal life. Everything that's happening in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind all things. Right? وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا إِنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You can't even wish something if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want it. Nothing in this world moves without the will of Allah. He is what we call fa'ili haqiqi. And actually, along the spiritual path, this one particular lesson that particularly focuses on this aspect, that to create the reality in the individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real doer, that our efforts are nothing. Our efforts are nothing. This is like the tablighi refrain, right? But it's true. There's a reality behind it, that you know, our efforts are nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens. Everything happens with the will of Allah. And I'll give you one example that I remember, an interaction between me and my teacher. I was talking to my sheikh, I think about one of the kids, I don't know, doing hifz and it not going well and some type of frustration or some type of challenge. And his reply to me was, he didn't say like, no, you should do X, Y, and Z. He's like, you need to do more muraqabah. I was like, what? He's like, you need to do some more muraqabah. He says, Allah is fa'ali haqiqi. And it took me a while to process what he meant by that. Meaning that if things are not going your way, what's wrong with you that you're getting frustrated or you're not happy with that? The only thing that's happening is what Allah wants. And if that's what Allah wants, be happy with it. Right? If you're knocking on a certain door and it's not opening, maybe you're not supposed to be at that door, right? Don't get fixated on that one particular thing. And they say that sometimes the doors are closed so that you can lead you to the one that's open. And that's the one you're supposed to enter to. So you have to be able to see that. So how does one fix this dependence on relying on individuals other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that a person should increase themselves in dua, in munajat. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. Hatta, you know, shiraka na alayhi, aw kama qal, even the strap of your sandal. Something so insignificant. Because we can't get anything without Allah. The more that you ask and the more that you show your faqr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this dependence on everything else gets removed from a person's thing. And then the person will see that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to rely on none other than Him. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
The biggest superstitions in this society is look.